Appropriation Act gets approval in the Upper House, and Justice Minister hails judiciary for settling constitutional matter. This is House Matters, and I'm Aldine Campbell. Thanks for joining us.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The government now has the authority to spend funds allotted in the 2015-2016 estimates of expenditure. This following the passage of the Appropriation Act 2015 in the Senate last Friday. This annual bill provides authority for expenditure other than statutory expenditure for the financial year 2015-2016 and specifies the manner in which the money is to be allocated to the various services and purposes of the government. Piloting the bill, Acting Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Senator Mark Golding, noted that this budget is rather significant in a number of ways. He pointed out that for the first time in the history of independent Jamaica, the revenue and expenditure estimates were tabled at the outset of the budget process, adding that the budget was passed prior to the start of the new fiscal year on April 1.
And so I think we should commend the public service as a whole, and those in the Ministry of Finance in particular, for having done a fine job in ensuring that on this first occasion, Jamaica scored a grade A for budget preparation.
The 2015-2016 estimates of expenditure was approved in the lower house on March 25 without amendments, following the close of the budget debate. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding has hailed the country's judiciary for playing a most important constitutional role in settling the matter arising from the dismissal of Arthur Williams and Dr. Christopher Tufton from the Senate. He was addressing last Friday's sitting of the Upper House as the senators returned to the chamber after a prolonged absence. The absence resulted from their unlawful dismissal from the Senate in 2013 through the use of pre-signed and undated letters of resignation. In February, the Constitutional Court ruled that the ousting of the senators via this means was in breach of the Constitution. The Court of Appeal rejected an appeal by opposition leader Andrew Holness, ruling last week that the senators did not resign and are therefore still entitled to their positions in the Senate. Senator Golding, who is also acting leader of government business in the Senate, said the settling of the matter was a moment to celebrate the nation's judiciary.
As Minister of Justice, I also wish to publicly applaud our judiciary, both the judges of the Constitutional Court and the Court of Appeal, for duly playing what may be regarded as their most important constitutional role arising from the separation of powers that underlies our governmental system.
He also thanked opposition senators Roel Reed and Nigel Clark, who replaced the members in their absence, for their contribution to the Upper House. President of the Senate, Senator Floyd Morrison, in welcoming the reinstated members, said he was appreciative that the matter has been resolved and there is greater clarity as it relates to membership.
I want to take the opportunity to welcome back Senators Arthur Williams and Christopher Tufton, and to wish for both gentlemen all the best in their renewed effort to represent their country at this august institution.
In response, Senators Williams and Dr. Tufton thanked the members for the welcome. Dr. Tufton said the episode should serve as a learning experience for all the members.
I think that the lessons that will be learned, or should be learned, not just by myself, but all the parties involved, and I hope that's the approach that we adopt to strengthen us as a democracy, to strengthen us as leaders, and to allow us to provide the service that is required and deserving for the people of Jamaica. I am here, Mr. President, colleagues, to serve. That's my only intention, that's my only ambition. And I look forward to working with my colleagues on this side, as well as colleagues on the opposite side, in the service of Jamaica and Jamaicans.
Opposition Senator Dr. Christopher Tufton. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.